what you're doing right now. Are you happy?
Yep.
He is happy. He's joyful. He's delighted. Are you delighted?
Hey, look at me. I said that.
Jump. So I can be much better than that. So you know what? We are going to be talking about what makes people joyful. What makes them delighted, okay? Let's talk about this one. What makes you really happy, really delighted? What? Think of something.
Playing with friends.
Okay. Chocolate. What else? What makes you joyful? Makes you want to just like, makes your day. It makes your week. Anything else?
Candy.
Candy? Oh, you're going to be sad today, sorry. No, I don't have any candy. So, what else makes you happy or joyful?
Jesus and God and Mom and Dad.
Jesus and God and Mom and Dad?
That's thankful.
And apple pie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Pizza.
Pizza? Having food? You know, imagine if you didn't have food, you'd be pretty sad. But there's lots of things and circumstances that can happen that make us really happy, make us delightful. What makes your parents really delighted, really happy?
When we listen.
When you listen. Oh, that's good. When you clean. Excuse me, yep, that's right. When you clean, when you do things that they tell you to do, that makes them very happy, very delighted. Yeah, because you know what? And you're sad when they're sad, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, for sure. So, we know what makes you happy, some of the things, and really joyful, really delighted. And we know a little bit of what makes your parents delighted and joyful. What do you think makes God delighted and joyful? Yeah.
Listening to the Bible and praying and reading every day.
Listening to the Bible, praying, reading every day. Okay.
Believing in Him and listening to Him.
Believing in Him and listening to Him, okay? And obeying Him, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. These are things that make Him joyful. Anything else to add to that? Pretty obvious, but I have a verse I'm going to read to you. And this verse is something that was read already, and it comes from Psalm 147. It's verse 11. Ready? Listen for what makes God joyful. All right. The Lord delights in those who fear Him, who put their hope in His unfailing love. So what does God delight in? What does God delight in? What is He delight? What makes Him happy? Really joyful? Those who... I'll read it again, right? The Lord delights in those who fear Him.
Fear Him.
Yep, those who fear Him. And this is a fear that's like respect, obey, love, serve. It's that kind of a fear. It's not like, oh no! It's more like, wow, God, You're wonderful, You're beautiful, You're awesome, You're Creator, You're Lord. So the Lord delights in those who fear Him and who put their hope in His unfailing love. And that is what, just some of what causes God to be delighted. He delights in us when we fear Him and when we put our hope in Him. Isn't that neat? It's so easy to cause God to be delighted. I mean, doesn't it sound like that?
Yeah.
Hey, can you put these on?
What?
Yeah. Can you put them on your feet? Okay. Makes Him happy when He has His shoes off. Hey, let's pray and let's give thanks to God that He tells us what makes Him delighted. Faith pleases Him. All kinds of things like that. Trusting in Him, fearing Him. Let's pray. Ready? Close your eyes. Thank You, God, that You tell us how You are delighted. That You delight in those who fear You, who love You, respect You, obey You, trust You. Thank You, God, for that. And thank You that You cause us, too, to be delighted because of You and what You've done in our lives. We thank You and we praise You. In Jesus' name, amen.